The new 8 o'clock on CNN. Parker Spitzer, weeknights on CNN.
Seems to me the president and Larry Summers the day before trying to take the American public hostage by saying, by threatening a double dip if we don't buy into this horrendous tax deal that he cut, basically becoming George W. Bush in my mind. Agree, disagree?
Well, I was in the White House press briefing yesterday when Larry Summers came out and said, if you don't do this, we'll have a double-dip recession. And there was one of these whoa moments. Yep. It was really ratcheting up there. And, you know, I hate to say this, but I don't believe there'll be a double-dip recession. I mean, who knows? But if nothing is passed, he's right, and the president is right, that if they don't get something, if there is nothing, then they're likely to have an economic impact that will be negative, that will be bad.
Why?
So, why?
If
taxes do go up,
right,
and there is no unemployment extending unemployment benefits, right, then you're going to have the economy just continuing along as it's going, which I don't think you're probably happy with. Maybe you are.
Larry Summers with yesterday. I talked to David Stockman, Reagan's budget director, who, strangely for a libertarian small government Republican, he's in favor of having all of the tax cuts expire,
right,
because he thinks that we shouldn't be financing future debt with
He's a true deficit hawk, and I'll give him credit for that, unlike any Republican in the U.S. Senate.
And he may be right, because the marginal rate increase may not be such a terrible thing in the grand scheme of the economy.
I think it would be terrible, but he's also right that the bulk of the money would be in taxing people under that top 3%. That's where 3.2 out of about 3.9 trillion come from.
That's over a 10-year
frame. Yeah, over a 10-year time frame. I think the real question is, are we injecting more or less certainty into the economy? And even the way Obama is talking here, I would be in favor of extending the Bush rates indefinitely, or settling on rates that we say are going to be done indefinitely. To say we're going to extend them for two more years so we can have a really big showdown in a presidential year is not good. To say we're going to have a stimulus or a tax holiday for a little while, these are not the types of steps that will allow people to take a deep breath and say, I'm a business owner, I'm going to invest, I'm a homeowner, or I'm a renter, and I'm going to buy.
But part
we
of the,
need stability
part,
and a framework that will allow people to navigate the future.
Stimulus has worked this past year.
And part how do you
ask any, well, you may not
ask
agree,
any,
but ask any major mainstream
ask
economist.
Ask any major Democrat.
Excuse me. Is Mark Zandi a Democrat?
Mark Zandi does not have a lot of credibility.
But actually, he maybe not because he was John McCain's
Absolutely, I don't think you've ever heard anything coming from me.
2 to 3 million jobs created or saved, right? Because, you know, you can roll your eyes, but I know your view, Nick, which is libertarian. You don't want to have any government intervention, and just let it roll and see what happens. Now, that's good maybe for you and I, but for the bulk of working Americans out there, that's a pretty risky gambit.
What we saw with the stimulus funds, for instance, is that they were used to keep people on the public sector payroll. When the stimulus funds wore out, then people start getting fired from state jobs.
But you don't want firefighters and teachers and police officers
exactly
working as long
as
possible?
Here's a question for you. Since Bill Clinton left office, federal outlays have gone up 60% in real terms in 2010 dollars. What I would argue is, like, okay, let's make a bargain with the country and say, we're going to return the level of government spending and government services to what you had in 2000. Could you live with that? Don't you remember we were all wearing pickle barrels and we had to forage in dumpsters for food? No, not at all.
The biggest uptick there was from the Republicans
Medicare.
Guys, time is short. I want to switch this from the pure economics to the political. The House is now in open revolt against the president. Does this mean that the president is now fundamentally weakened? He can't even speak for a unified Democratic Party as we go forward.
Nick, do you think it's good for him?
I think that what he is, the birdie whispering in his ear is Hillary Clinton and saying, do what Bill Clinton did in the middle of his first disastrous term. What Barack Obama has realized, I suspect, is that his future is not contingent upon the Democratic Party. It's about getting a second term. And he can run against his own party, and he can be seen as an independent. Whether that works or not, but I assume that's
possible. Well, he's got to get the centrists and the moderates back in his camp, and this is the way you do it.
Let me take the naive position, if I may. And that is, I do think that when you have the call to make, and when I've talked to people around him and even got a sense of how the questions he's been asking in the conversations they've had up to this, is I do think he feels somewhat of an obligation to middle class and low income Americans to try to get something done and resolved quickly and not to have the risk of the fight, which you and I and others probably wanted to have him have maybe months ago, not in this particular month. And so I think it's not just the Bill Clinton strategic triangulation for political sense, political reasons. I think there is a conscientiousness that's also factoring
they,
in
they, see, they certainly should have resolved this months ago when they had the political
they
power to do so.
When they might have also passed the budget,
right,
which is still waiting.
I agree with you. And they certainly shouldn't have waited to the end and then caved at the last moment because you don't announce to the world, I'm so desperate for resolution, therefore I'll agree to anything.
Right.
That's
you
not negotiating. This is caving.
Yeah, but so, I mean, that argues to the point that they're not the great political calculators.
I think they are,
but this may not just be Hillary Clinton's, you know, master plan here to triangulate from a few liberal Democrats in the House.
I think Obama is becoming more Machiavellian, and I don't consider Machiavellian a negative term.
Has he sacrificed being a transformative president for being reelected in that
case? I'll go on record and saying Herbert Hoover was a transformative president. So it's like you can always, your party loyalty is not what makes you transformative or
not. I'm not talking about party loyalty. I'm talking about conceding the bigger issues in terms of grand revisions.
No, I don't think so. And I don't think anything Obamacare could conceivably be transformative. And I think overwhelmingly in a negative way. I don't think this tax battle is